Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research, and I'm looking to speak to Kevin Clapper.
Okay.
Mr. Clapper, we are conducting a national opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, Mr. Clapper?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, sir. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. What are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? You probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Thank you, sir. Next question, if you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age?
55.
Thank you, sir. And your racial or ethnic background, do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian-American, Pacific Islander, or Native American?
White.
Okay, thank you, sir. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. 0 to 10.
What's motivating? Say that again.
0 is not at all motivated, and 10 is extremely motivated. You can choose any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. What about Donald Trump as former president?
The highest approval you can give him.
Well, strongly approve. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
No, strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have never heard of the person or institution or are not familiar with them, just let me know. First Energy, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I'm going to say unfavorable because their rates are high.
Okay, somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
It's hard to answer because I'm going to give them a favorable because at least they're...
Okay. Somewhat favorable, that will be?
I'll give them the better one.
Okay. Thank you. What about Marcy Kaptur?
As unfavorable as I can get.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
As unfavorable as you can get. Times
okay,
two.
What about Donald Trump?
As high as you can get, times 100.
Very favorable. What about Derek Marin?
He's okay. He's somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, what about Democrats in Congress?
They're garbage. Strongly
very unfavorable. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent, Republican Donald Trump, or Joe Biden as a Democrat?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay, thank you, sir. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Moreno.
Moreno, okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin.
Thank you. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there's no chance?
No chance.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference. I'm still not voting for it.
Okay, makes no difference. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each one, please indicate if he makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, much more likely, or you think it's not true?
Not true.
Okay, thank you. Next, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No difference.
No difference, okay. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. No, I have no comment on that.
Okay, no worries. As landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could have some more money. Even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay, no worries. Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true either.
Okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Yeah, no, they all do that.
Okay, no worries. We almost done now. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or would you still vote for him?
Yeah, I'm still voting for him.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I have to ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
I will never vote for Marcy Kaptur in my life.
So you still vote for Republican Derek Marin, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Republican, independent, or Democrat?
MAGA.
Okay, strong MAGA. Okay.
Strong MAGA.
Okay, now, how important is politics to your personal identity? Very, somewhat, not too, or not all important?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Back in 2020 election for president, did you vote for Donald Trump as a Republican or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time, sirs. Thank you for your very clear responses.
Yep.
Have a good one.